All right, tell me your name.
Ruth Heath.
Ruth, and how old are you today?
102.
102. So you were born in
1918.
And we were just talking, and I asked you what shape the Earth is, and what did you say? What were you taught in school when
I
in elementary school?
I was taught in school that the Earth was flat.
And then what do you remember when they changed it to a globe?
Well, when they changed it, I remember when they changed it, but I can't remember the date or anything like that.
And did you believe them?
Yes, I did.
You did. Now,
I was young.
Right, and we all were told by people that we trust.
That's right.
Amazing.
And we had to walk to school. We didn't have a bus to take us to school. We had to walk to school.
You said that you're religious, that yes. you follow the Bible.
Yes, I do.
And are you aware that the Bible is all about the flat earth, that God put the earth on the footstool and separated the waters from the waters and created the firmament? If you read Genesis, I'm not the Bible guy. I have friends that are so good at it. But there's over 200 verses in the Bible that refer to a flat earth.
That's right.
And there's only one verse that mentions earth as a circle. But just like this table right here, that table is a circle,
right?
But it's flat.
That's right.
Right. A circle is different than a sphere. A sphere is the same in every direction.
That's right.
The circle of the earth. So, right. So how does it make you feel to realize that you were right as a kid?
It makes me feel better.
It does make you feel better, right?
Oh, it makes me feel alive.
Oh my God, that is so true. My whole life, I believed,
yes,
you know, what I was taught.
That's
and then
right.
When I discovered the flat earth,
I feel better about it.
Because we are the center of creation.
That's right.
We are important.
That's right.
We are here.
We are God's children.
Excellent.
Yes.
I
believe in God. I trust God. And when all the problems that are happening in this world today.
I'll give you some good news. A lot of the problems that they report on the news aren't even real.
That's right. That's right.
They're just keeping us in fear.
Keeping up. That's right. That's right. That's right. I understand that. I understand. They just say what they want people to know. They don't care about the Bible. They don't care about life. They only care about I, me, myself, and I. It's a different world.
So the globe deception that a lot of people say, and I believe, to hide God and
that's
make
right.
people selfish
that's
and,
right.
and self-centered and not care and think that there's no consequences for their actions.
Right. And I'm beginning to wonder, where is God?
God's right above us in the clouds. The heavens are right here. That's all that there is. And there's not infinite space. Did you know, wait, let me ask a question, just switching topics a little bit, that we never went to the moon, that was all fake?
Is that right?
That's correct.
I saw that all happening.
Yeah, so did I, and we all believed it, but that was just to reinforce that people to believe they can live on a ball and they could walk on a ball. Nobody's ever been to space because space doesn't exist. There is no space. There's just this world.
It's such a lie.
It's such a lie, but knowing the lie is like knowing, going to a magic show.
I woke up.
Yes, that's what we call it. We call it red. This is your moment of waking up.
Oh.
It's when you go to see a magician and you know how the tricks are done, and the magic no longer works on you, and you're free from the illusion. So knowing this is going to free your heart.
Cry.
Yeah, that's okay.
It makes me cry.
Happiness.
Yes.
Tears of
yes,
joy.
Yes. Yes. I know that you are true. and they're hiding us.
Yes, it's good though.
It's good.
It's very good.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
I'm awake.
Yes.
I'm awake.
Awesome.